Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Bucks never stop here. You're listening to Green and Growing, hosted by Sparky Pfeiffer and Nathan Marzion.
On signing an extension, this is the money shot, I think, from media today for the Bucks. Money is not important. A lot of bleeping money. He didn't say bleeping. You can fill in your own word. A lot of bleeping money is important. Said it with a smile. So I'm going to sign it next year. Doesn't make sense to sign it right now. I want to be a Milwaukee Buck for the rest of my career. So as long as we are winning, end quote, Giannis, the video is out there. You can watch the video. Bart Winkler actually tweeted out the video at Wings Thinks if you'd like, or I think the Bucks may have tweeted it out. I'm not sure, but I know he was there and tweeted it out. So Nathan Marzion, your thoughts on his comments, matter-of-factly saying that I'm signing, I'm here, I'm good, let's roll.
Yeah, I mean, it's what I've been saying. It's what I've thought. It's what I felt like he's thought all throughout this whole summer, and he kind of reiterated just that this is what I've said my whole career. This isn't anything new that I said this summer. This isn't anything that is coming out of nowhere. He goes, I can pull videos, you know, you can go find videos from earlier in my career. Ever since I became the leader of this team, I've consistently said, you know, I want to stay in Milwaukee, but I got to make sure they're on the same page. And it's never changed. His tone, his tune has never changed on that. And they asked him, you know, were these comments directly specific towards anyone? He said, no. He's like, he kind of laughed at that. He's like, no, like it was just, that's what I need to make sure that, you know, we're on the same page going forward. And as I mean, this is basically what I told you, Sparky. I said, when we were having this discussion on his comments earlier, it was all, you know, you were worried about, is he, who's he calling out? He needs something different. He's complaining about something. He wasn't complaining about anything. He was just saying, this is what I need. That doesn't mean I don't have it. That doesn't mean anyone else needs to be, you know, get into shape and anyone else needs to really step up. It's just, let's make sure we're all on the same page going forward. He reiterated that again today. He's, you know, and he said it doesn't make any financial or business sense for him to sign right now. He might as well wait, get more money later. So,
and an additional year from a Bucks fan perspective. That's what I'm most excited about.
Yeah. So there's, I mean, and hopefully the national media can at least give this a rest for now, given that we traded for Damon and everyone kind of thinks we're in better shape now, and B, him saying this, and hopefully they realize, like, yeah, he's not going to sign the extension right away. There's no need to talk about him not signing the extension because it makes no sense for him to sign it right now. He might as well wait. Even if he was 100% sure he wanted to stay, there's no reason for him to sign it right now. Like, it doesn't make sense. So, I mean, yeah, hopefully we can just get through this year without that, you know, any distraction with that stuff. And that's another thing that this Damon trade is going to help a ton with, is there won't be that speculation all year, because I think, again, people, I think after that trade are much more like, okay, Giannis is probably going to stay. All right. You know,
see, that's why. But Marzion, he plays the game with the organization so well.
He's awesome at it, as he should. But think about it.
He did this the last time, and what happened? They got Drew Holiday.
Exactly.
Then he plays a game this time. He got him Damian Lillard. Like, what's it going to get him the next time he plays the game? Again, they're running out of draft picks. They don't have draft picks until, like, I'm retired at this point. But either way, that's something that is going to be fun to see how this plays out going forward. But Drew Holiday got him that, thanks to this little talking that he does. And this time I got him Damian Lillard. I mean, A+, well done. I don't know who taught him, but very well done putting pressure on the organization and getting what you want. Not even LeBron could get this done in Cleveland the first time he was in Cleveland to be able to get him the pieces necessarily that he wanted, or a star player that he wanted. Cleveland was never able to do that. The fact that Milwaukee and John Horst, who deserves a lot of credit for getting all this done twice now, to keep him in Milwaukee when you know damn right well New York was knocking at the door of the Knicks. You know Pat Riley was on the prowl wanting to get him to South Beach. especially Pat Riley, and to be able to hold him in Milwaukee. And that's huge props to not only Horst, but to the Bucks ownership group, because this guarantees you're in the tax for the rest of your life, essentially.
Yeah, I said at the time when he was making these comments, I am glad he's making these comments because they will be motivated to continue to improve. And this is what we see as a result of that. You know, if Giannis just came out and said, no, I'm content. And yeah, I want to stay and walk my whole career and they're doing great and blah, blah, blah. Then they probably just would be like, you know what, we're just going to keep Drew. We're not going to look to trade him. Giannis seems pretty happy. We're just going to stay with what we're at. And not that what they had was bad, but they wouldn't be motivated to look to improve. And him just keeping the foot on the gas and saying, we need to be committed to winning. We need to be committed to winning. We cannot stop. I need another championship. You know, that's what it's all about. I'm not saying that he made them go do this. And I'm not saying he was sitting there telling them, trade Jrue Holiday. I don't think that was the case. But I think it put stuff in their minds like, hey, we cannot get satisfied. We have to continue to look to improve. And if there's any way we can trade and get Damian Lillard, like, we got to go take that chance, which they didn't even have to trade that much. So it wasn't even that much of a chance. But yeah, it's a smart thing for him to do. I'm glad he's been doing that and continues to put pressure on the organization. And again, when it's pressure on the organization, it's not like he's sitting there saying, oh, we're in a bad shape right now. I need them to be much better. No, he's just saying, keep it up. Like I believe Giannis was perfectly content with the roster they had before. And I think he believed they could win a title with the roster they had before, but that doesn't mean you need to just stop there. It's like, we need to be committed to always having the best possible chance to win. And that's what they did with this Dame thing. So I'm glad he's been like that. And I mean, again, it's just something that he's reiterated throughout his career.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.